Chapter 10, 2021 to 2024 Priorities. Category 2, Premises. Our premises are accessible to people with disability, and whenever necessary, we adjust for individuals. Initiative 2.1. Regularly review the group's intuitive accessibility building design guidelines and embed in operational processes, including team training. Actions. Update the guidelines every 2 years at a minimum, and as required to capture relevant legislative changes and accessibility best practices and initiatives. Formalise the project establishment approach by providing a register of accessibility checkpoints to project management and consulting teams at the briefing stage of new builds and property refreshes, lease agreements and tender documents. Establish a training schedule to refresh the knowledge of internal and external project teams around the directive of how accessibility is embedded into property practices. Desired outcomes. Update guidelines in line with legislation and best practice to manage risks, maintain design relevance and currency, and embed across property design and briefing processes. Group property teams and external service providers are trained on accessibility to provide equal, dignified and intuitively inclusive access to premises. Initiative 2.2. Establish a formal consultation process to enable the perspectives of people with disability to be represented in property developments and refresh projects. Actions. Create a register of people who are available to test and evaluate property initiatives against the experience of people with disability. Establish a structured approach to testing and user feedback as part of the project design briefing phase. Desired outcomes. The perspectives of a wide range of property users, including those with specific requirements, are included in property projects and initiatives. Ensure testing is planned for from the start of projects. Initiative 2.3. Embed the Personal Emergency Evacuation Plan, PEEP, process into employee contact and connection frameworks to confirm the ongoing safety of employees in their place of work. Actions. Review the employee experience during emergency situations and evacuations to identify any gaps and opportunities to enhance their safety, then invest in remediating actions. Embed regular updating of PEEP requirements into employee contact points, including systems and communications. Integrate the consideration of the safety of employees with disability who may work in multiple work sites. Desired outcomes. Be clear on employee experience gaps, then test and validate proposed changes to enhance their workplace safety outcomes. Grow the capability around supporting employees with specific evacuation requirements by embedding PEEP content into learning programs, including warden training and the annual mandatory Building Emergency Procedures training module. Establish formal PEEP protocols for supporting the safety requirements of employees with disability who work across multiple sites.